This is the audio recording for the Candia Board of Selectmen meeting for March 28, 2022.
Welcome everybody to the Selectmen's meeting of March 28th. If you all join me with pledge allegiance to the flag.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right.
Oh boy. What?
What did they say?
The kids? Feedback.
Feedback?
Feedback.
All right. Roll call.
Russ Dan.
Warren Charge.
Brian.
Pat Moran.
Thank you. Approval of the March 14th minutes.
I'll make a motion to move March 14th minutes as published.
I'll second that.
I just have, just for discussion, I just have one little correction, I believe, on line 54. Would be, it says, would be make any, I think it should be making any changes.
I see.
Yes, no?
Yeah, would not make any changes.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, that's all. Any other? Dana, all in favor?
Russ.
Sir, Boyd.
Brian.
Pat.
Thank you. Okay, new business. This is back to the George property up on the Class 6 road off of Merrill Road. They want to put an accessory dwelling unit on their house. Has nothing to do with the two different properties, but being the Class 6, when I was talking to Andrea, she said, yeah, basically just requires the Board of Selectmen to approve it.
I can speak to that. They appeared before the Zoning Board of Adjustment, and the board approved the accessory dwelling unit, subject to approval by this board of a waiver of Section 4B of the Class 6 road policy that limits it to a single dwelling unit without accessory units will be considered. So I think it'd be appropriate for this board to consider a waiver to this requirement of the Class 6 road policy. Right. This just kind of cleans up a loose
right.
end.
Okay. So you want to make that a motion then?
Sure. I move this board grant a waiver to Section 4B of the Candia Class 6 road policy to enable the Georges to have an accessory dwelling unit on their lot.
I'll second for discussion.
Okay.
I just had a couple of questions. How big is this unit?
It's less than 750 square feet.
So it complies with that.
It complies in all respects. There was some original question about whether the area that this cathedral ceiling, whether the area that gets heated up in the apex of this thing should be considered square footage, but it was decided, well, no, they're not living
you
up there, they're living
that.
On the floors.
So the only reason where it is coming before us is because of the Class 6 road.
That's right, yeah.
Okay.
Any other discussion? Motion is on the floor and seconded. All in favor?
Rush.
Sue.
Boyd.
Brian.
Pat.
Good. Thank you. All right. Zoning board. Did you want to do that? You want me to do that, Boyd?
I'll do it. We have an opening for Jude Zott's term is up, and our board has unanimously agreed to petition this board to nominate her for another three-year term. With that, I'll make that motion to nominate Mrs. Zott for another three-year term on the Candia Zoning Board of Adjustment.
I'll second.
Any further discussion?
We have a letter, basically, Judith asking for a reappointment,
right.
And then we have the board recommending it.
The chairman, yeah.
So I just clarify it at that point.
Okay, I'd like to point out she's been on the board for about 30 years and she does a pretty good job. I don't know what
she's
doing.
Still trying to understand what's going on.
No, she's got the rest of us figured out. So our support for her was unanimous.
Very good. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor?
Russ.
Sue.
Boyd.
Brian.
Pat.
Good. All right. The Conservation Commission. Dear Chairman Brock, I am submitting this letter to ask for an official recommendation that I continue as a member of the Candia Conservation Commission. I am presently the chair, and my term expires this year. Signed, Judy Lindsay.
I'll make a motion to nominate Judy to continue on in that in the Conservation Commission role.
I'll second that.
Any discussion?
She's been there. She's been there and done a lot, yes.
All in favor?
Russ.
Sue.
Boyd.
Brian.
Pat.
Good. Nobody against. Okay. Building inspector hours. What was this?
Just to confirm that he was moved. Boyd said it was okay for him to move up to 40. I know the board knew that he was working 40, but he didn't make an official vote because that's a change in hours from 35 to 40.
That was like a year ago.
But Donna says, you know, I don't have anything in motion. So just to kind of reaffirm.
He was buried with applications and probably still.
I think we need to revisit his hours anyways.
Yeah.
At this point, yeah.
To leave it at 40 or
no, to? No, no.
To find discuss out, it?
Yeah, if he really needs to be in for 40 or not.
Oh.
A lot's changed since then.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Sure.
Well, the last report we got was down.
Okay.
Considerably down, so I don't know.
So I don't know what the story is now this year, do you? I mean, it would be up to you.
I know that things are definitely slowing down for that office, for sure. So
okay.
I think it's something that we need to kind of...
You want to table that for now?
Or? Yeah, let's table it and do a little time study with him for a couple of weeks and find out.
And he'll be here at the next meeting anyway.
Correct.
So we can...
Okay.
Actually, will he be... Is that before or after his surgery?
Oh, right. That's right. He's going in for surgery.
Yeah. Is it the 13th?
Well, he could zoom in.
Yeah, he could. I think he's having the surgery on the 11th.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
But
I can confirm that.
We have asked him to do more follow-up on some of these... properties.
Yeah.
So what I'm saying is I think doing a time study at that point, maybe there's not as much building right now, but he's getting
Be good to know like what is going to what as far as hours go, where the time is being focused.
Right.
Because she did budget him for 40, correct?
Yeah.
But sometimes it's over.
Yeah.
Well, that's true.
Even when the permits and like that were down, sometimes his hours are over.
Looking at that?
Yep.
Okay, so table that.
Yep.
Whether it be at the next meeting or the one afterwards.
Okay.
And so he's going for surgery. What's happening?
Hip surgery. Hip surgery. In a couple of weeks.
What? Hips? How long is he going
to
be out?
2 weeks.
Says 2 weeks?
It says 2 weeks, but that...
I know, it doesn't seem like
it's... right for hips. Hips
that's
are pretty fast.
Is it?
Yeah, they get you right up and get you going. You may not like it, but you...
Dave is. He said Dave would be the backup. So
Dave said he'd come in.
Yeah. He's back from Florida. So, yeah.
All right. And when's that?
In a couple. I believe it's the 11th.
Okay.
Check my email. But yeah. Right.
Unless things change with hospitals.
Is it the 11th or the 13th?
Something like that. Yeah.
Okay. Is there any other business before we continue on?
I'd like to. I have an idea. Sorry about that, gentlemen. But,
that's all right.
With this situation with Employee of the Year, we got there's two newspapers, small newspapers, and also the website. What I'd like to see on a monthly basis, something about Candia positive in these that comes from either a different department or from the board to keep our name in front of the public.
Yep.
Is what I'm talking about. One of the things that I'm thinking, I don't know, I'd have to talk with Rudy and where can we do it or what have you, or we've got that new commercial construction going on that we end up saying here in Candia we are expanding in the commercial or what have. So if there's somebody that's looking for commercial property, then hey, maybe we should look into Candia. All I'm trying to say is to try to keep something. That's a thing that came into my mind. I don't know, but you know, but just to put some things out in Candia.
Once a month.
Pardon?
You need a press secretary.
No, no more positions. No more positions.
No, no. And I'll tell you what we have. Linda is very good at putting some of this together. What she did, worked on getting that special meeting for us with Andrea. I don't mean to, but I think we have, if it's once a month, a small blurb, we're not, you know, that's, I don't know if the board would be interested in pursuing something like that. I, you know, try to work with other departments to, you know, what can we talk about? Candia. I want Candia in front of people.
There's plenty to talk about that's outside, like, just normal things between the fire department, police department, recycling center.
Yeah.
All those, the people in all those departments go above and beyond
sure.
whatever they're normally supposed
to do. Well, I'm not saying that, you know, that, I mean, even when he turned around and said that we, you know, we make it public that all the streetlights now are LEDs, which saves the town money. I mean, you know, yeah. some of these things that, that I'm not positive, but our name is associated with it. So, you know, that we can, you know, mention it to the departments. Is there something that you think would be worthwhile to, and if we went to every department tomorrow and they all came back, no, they're not all going to go out. They're going to go out this month, another month,
I mean,
and what have you.
If you do something like that, you might as well do a newsletter. You could do a monthly newsletter. You know.
I think you want in the papers.
Yeah, but you just want to
correct,
do like a one.
Media.
Pardon?
Yeah. You just want to do like
well, a, like the neighborhood and those other local.
Yeah, and the forum.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, that, what I'm saying is we've got contacts in there right now that I think they're looking for some things, and let us give them something to publish. And then we have a wonderful Facebook program. You know, that's. That's what I'm asking, and if it's something we could look at doing and then try one, does the board want to review it before we publish it at that point? Is that something you want to do?
I'm definitely not opposed to doing something like that.
Okay.
To shine a little light on it.
It's on the positive nature. I don't think we need to review it before it goes.
All right. I mean, we got a lot of things happening. The, you know, publicize the ambulance is something that's...
Is that something you think Linda has time to do? Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, okay. Something like you said, like one item a month, I think, yeah, that's can be handled. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Good. Thank you, Ross. Good stuff. To authorize the payroll and accounts payable, we went over this at the last meeting, and technically we've already approved all this, and we're trying to get rid of redundancy. So I don't have any problem with it appearing on our agenda because that gets posted, but it's not an exercise that we have to approve or disapprove because it already is approved.
Right, we've signed.
You'd be hard pressed not to approve it now.
Right.
But if you want to just read the total in the minutes, you know, is that something you want to continue doing, Boyd? Or
I think the headline shouldn't be board to authorize.
Right. Right. I want to get rid of that.
Maybe
take that off.
Payroll and accounts payable approved by the board.
Sure.
And it I just think we've got some dollars and cents that people can look at. If they see this, fine. If they don't,
yeah.
Well,
I just want to get rid of the exercise of approving
sure.
it again because we already have.
No, that's
that.
Right. That's
yeah,
right.
I agree with that.
Yeah.
It's just delete this line right here.
Correct.
To authorize payments.
Correct.
And just put down there, you know.
Payroll and accounts payable.
Right.
Is that good?
That's right.
All right. Okay.
I like it being on the agenda like
yeah.
this.
Well, okay. That gets posted, so that's fine.
Right.
Yeah.
Just kind of redundant to go ahead and approve it again when we already have.
Right.
Question, then, we talked about the fire door. Anything happening?
I didn't get anything back about the little peephole for the doors.
People, okay. So that's, and Affinity Lighting, Al has been doing that, and I think if he can get his points together, he might request to come in on the next meeting.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
okay.
You'll have more information about that, huh?
Well, we talked about how to fund it, and there was two options where you would end up, Eversource would pay for the cost out of the savings we have, to, and if, you know, when that said, we don't have to really budget it. And the other end was a lease program that the savings would be paying for it. Al can, can come back with you. So it's, the thought is, can we go? We could go ahead sooner than later. And it's not really going to affect our budget because we'll be paying the same amount each right. month that we're paying now. But this, the savings part is paying off the loan,
yeah.
you want to call
yeah.
it that type of thing.
Right.
Did you figure out whether we have to have time for a multi-year contract with these people?
Al's, what I'm trying to say, I'm just trying to let you know that this is where it's standing.
Yeah.
And there's other towns that
work,
have done it.
Yeah,
because
you work with Affinity and Eversource. They work together, and
right.
then that's how and you
but
come up with the payment plan.
Kind of contract
yes.
Where
yeah.
we go
yep.
beyond 12 months.
Oh, geez, I think he said 3.5 years was the
yeah.
payoff on
it's
that.
A payoff
yeah.
in 3.5
I think
years.
Al was supposed to look into that to see if that.
And
was
Al was going to look into that.
Al's looking
I
into
that.
That
was the conversation at the last meeting.
Right, right. So, but I'm just saying it's there. It's here. It's important in respect for the. The board, we'd like to have seen how soon can we do it for the savings or what have you. The other question I have, and I'll have the answer to that, is, all right, we at the end of the year, we have some money. Can we pay the loan off earlier or what have to at that point? I don't know. I mean, these are...
It has to be budgeted in order to encumber the funds to pay it off early.
Pardon?
It has to be in the budget.
Well, no, that's what I'm saying is if we have... some monies that we could move into that to pay it off.
Do we have a line for it?
Lighting.
Street
lighting.
I think
street
lighting.
Street
lighting.
But what I'm saying is, I don't know, you know, these are different things. I don't mean to, I just wanted to bring you up to date on that. And I don't know if you want to bring that up about the next safety facilities meeting as you're doing that later or.
Yeah, what is that meeting?
Second Tuesday in April.
April 12th.
No, that's the safety facility. I'm sorry. I was thinking of safety committee. Okay.
Yeah. Oh, no. April 12th at 5 o'clock in this room at this point. Okay, where am I at?
Just to go back up a little bit there, the grand total for payroll and accounts payable, if anybody's interested, was $156,358.31. And those breakdowns will be posted on the agenda each week, but we will not be approving them as we did for quite a while because we really end up doing that in the office
right.
with the signed manifest. So they're already approved even before we come to the meeting.
Yeah.
All right. The next select board meeting will be April 11th, 7 o'clock. Is there any public input?
I have a quick question.
Brenda, go ahead. Just give your name, Brenda.
Brenda Coughlin. When those two positions were just brought up, why aren't they on the voting? Why are those appointed and not voted on?
Correct.
Right.
Correct.
So if somebody in town had an interest of being on it, they would never have
just,
an opportunity?
Just submit a letter to the Board of Selectmen.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. That's usually how the appointments go. Somebody submits
okay.
a letter.
And it's usually listed looking for appointments, you know, in different committees at that point.
Okay.
So, can...
Okay, thanks.
Yeah. Anybody else?
I have one.
Kevin, go ahead. Just give your name, Kevin.
Kevin Coughlin. At the last meeting, you kind of divvied up all of the responsibilities for the selectmen by various committees.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a list anywhere of what those assignments are?
Andrea has that, if you'd like a copy of it.
I don't have it with me, but I can give
you
a copy.
One.
Yeah.
One of the things, just as an observer, is I was on the budget committee for a couple of years. Susan Young was the representative on that board. No one was better prepared for the task than she was, and I would contend that the budget committee is possibly, aside from the selectmen, the most important committee in the town, dispensing the people's money. And it seemed, as an observer, that Susan was kind of railroaded out of the job as an observer. And it's a long learning curve. I learned that when I was on it. And it seemed, as a witness here, that Russ, you have a whole bunch of committees you're on, and you're doing a great job, recycling in particular. I was wondering, is there a way to revisit that? I think Susan is an extraordinary candidate for that job. She wanted the job, but I think was passed by. I'd like to see a list, because I think it's a disproportionate number of committees that people are on, and I was wondering why that occurred like that.
May I add to that, Brenda Coughlin? It seemed as though the representatives of the liaisons kind of rolled over into the previous committees, but it seemed like Susan was removed from that. And a person who's just about to start the budget committee after clearing heaven for over a year, it's a tough process. And so I think that somebody with 7 years of experience on that committee, I don't understand why we would remove that experience and put somebody new in.
Well, all I can say is 2 years ago, we had a similar situation in the building department. And all intents and purposes, it was going to be the same, boy. But during that process, Patrick stepped up and said he really wanted to learn more and understand more about that department. So we ended up allowing Patrick to be the liaison. And we met with a lot of opposition from the audience and a few of the members in the land use secretary. But it was because of his request that he wanted to understand and learn more, which is encouraged.
Mm-hmm.
In that similar situation, I was unaware that Russ was even interested in that position until that night when he brought it up. And I was kind of surprised, same as I was when Patrick was interested a year before.
May I ask you then, wouldn't that have made sense to keep Susan in the lead and have somebody that wants to learn as the alternative to learn? Susan,
I guess you could argue that.
Did you want the board, or am I speaking?
Yes, I was surprised. I found it awkward at the end. I didn't want Russ to nominate himself, so I thought that was that I should nominate him, so he wasn't. I mean, nobody else was speaking up,
mm-hmm.
and it was just
an
awkward.
It appeared to be a little awkward.
It was very awkward, but. The difference, I think, is when Patrick took over the building department, we had a letter from a resident, or his attorney, actually, I believe it was, who had some concerns about Boyd being in the building department and being on the Zoning Board of Adjustment, because they kind of,
okay.
you know, if you're denied one thing, you go to...
Yeah.
So that was another... That was one difference between this and what happened. You know, I don't know.
Andrea, this is last year's and up to date.
Sorry about that.
That came from me.
Oh, you can just put the correction.
I know, right?
He doesn't know the correction. So you can't
remember all that.
Do you have
it?
No.
I'll email it.
But it just seemed, I think Susan has a cemetery in parks or something, and the one that she's highly skilled at is not being.
Are you saying cemetery is not important?
No,
not.
Did you have anything?
All right, we're counting lines here.
Okay. But Susan, I didn't hear you say
what's your name?
Name? Sorry, Beth Chalmers. I didn't hear you say that.
You might not have heard the conversation up here, but I said the year before I could understand it because the year before I had convinced the budget committee to lower the budget. That's why we had good taxes this year or this previous year.
You said you behaved.
I behaved. This year I behaved. I did exactly what the board wanted me to do, and I was surprised.
I would have liked to have heard you speak up and say what you wanted. I would have liked to have heard that in discussion, because this is being brought up and I'm a little surprised because I thought you just kind of gave it up. I didn't know you felt real.
Well, I mean, like I said, it was awkward. He said he was interested in learning it, we put the assistant or the alternate first, which it was just, the whole thing was kind of convoluted, in my opinion, and I wasn't going to make it more awkward. I chose not to make it more awkward.
Yeah.
So to circle back to my original question, is that something that could be readdressed, or is that...
I'd rather not readdress that, because I think if you want to start that, then certain the other assignments could be up for discussion, too. And we're just setting ourselves backwards.
That's disappointing.
I wouldn't be in favor of revisiting it because you want us to.
It runs contrary to your previous discussions with people that were appointed. Oh, they've been on a long time. They know how to do the job. We want to keep them there. So it's contradictory to that to say, oh, the person that has been doing it for a long time and is good at it, you don't want them anymore. And it concerns me that it's the way that Susan said, I did what I was supposed to. All of you are elected as individuals to be...
Let me just say, Kevin, without
interrupting me, may I continue, please?
No, I want to stop you just for a second because I want to add something to what your comment is. And that whole discussion that we had was, and we looked into it, is that representative supposed to represent the board, or can they represent themselves when they go to that budget committee? And the answer was, yes, they could represent themselves, their own opinion. But this board felt that after the board made a decision, that that was the decision that should have gone to the budget committee. And that's where the rub came.
And it did.
And then Sue changed, and last year she was more compliant to what the board was directing her to do, which is what the board felt was her job. She didn't have to agree with the other four members, but if that's what the majority voted, that's what you should bring to the budget committee.
Did you want to finish what you were saying?
No, go ahead. Don't tell me you lost your thought.
Well, I am getting older now.
You're not as old as me, Ken.
I'm gaining on you. And frankly, I did lose my train of thought.
Let me... That night, I had asked Patrick if he'd be interested, because he was, you know, the assistant.
The alternate, yeah.
Alternate. And he said no. And then we went into nominating me. I was thinking if he wanted to move up, I'd go into the associate at that point. I wanted to learn some... You know, because I've been on the school board in the past and what have you. So, and Sue, that night I sort of asked you, would you give me some help?
Well, you wanted me to go into the alternate, and I said, no, thank you.
No, well, I had asked, I'm going to need help, and would you be willing to? And you had said you'd be willing to help, and so I accepted it at that point. You know, I'm not...
It's a little bit concerning that any of the other positions, the alternates weren't asked if they wanted to move up.
Well,
we didn't do that for the planning board. Mm. We didn't do it for the fire department. We didn't do that for any other position.
We don't even have alternates in those. I don't mean I'm not.
Yeah, I think we have a planning board.
Planning board. Yeah. I'm not. I don't.
A lot of them we don't have, but the planning we do, and the budget. Mm.
I understand, Boyd, you don't want to change something, but the thing that I'm having a hard time with is if everybody rolled over into it, why was Susan the only one that wasn't rolled over into that when she's done it for 7 years?
I wasn't rolled over into the building department the previous year, but I didn't.
You had somebody that spoke up against you, though. You had a lawyer that said it was a conflict.
We have a right to reject that request. I mean, my service on the ZBA has nothing to do with my service in the land use office.
But you were in conflicting roles, though, weren't you? You were in the zoning and you were in something else.
No, those two roles are exclusive of each other. My job was to look at the land use office and see how the building inspector is doing his job and how the land use assistant is doing her job, whether we're on budget, whether there's any improvements in the zoning ordinance we could recommend. That was my job.
Well, correct me, Susan, I thought you said that was a conflict. I'm sorry.
That's what the letter from the attorney said that it was. And to be fair, the letter from our attorney said that he didn't think it was. So You know, you have two attorneys, you know how that goes.
So we presented that letter to our attorney, and the attorney said, I don't see a conflict. But I was still rejected for that job. But wasn't rolled over, so.
From this, the team?
This is 2 years ago.
Yeah, 2 years ago, same board, yeah.
So this occasionally happens.
I don't know if that answers your question, but.
No, it didn't.
No?
No, well, no, I still think something.
So, I'm just trying to understand, and each of you is individually elected by the people of Candia to look after the best interest, be a good steward of the town's money and future. And when somebody speaks their conscience in doing what they're elected to do, is it the committee's decision that they need to fall in line to the committee?
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely.
Discourse is not, or conversation is not encouraged.
Whoa.
Well, that's inaccurate.
That's
inaccurate.
Yeah, that is. That is.
Well, because I would expect everybody to be having discussion. As I had said earlier, I would love to hear the discussion about it, not 2 weeks later, but the day of. Mm-hmm. I would love to see conversation amongst all five of you discussing how you feel. You can discuss how you feel and have your opinions respectfully, and everybody still be able to say what they want to say. There's absolutely no reason why anyone should be shaking their head saying the opposite.
Be nice.
It's sad to hear that people don't feel like they can say their opinions properly.
And it's not just at this board. I've said before, people in the public, because somebody will say, well, why don't they speak up because they're on Zoom and like that? It's not always well received.
Well,
if you buck the system, so to speak, it's not always well received. So I sympathize with them.
This is how it is, Susan. I'm really sorry.
Are there some opinions out there?
They won't speak up. Well, I mean, they can if they want.
They're all muted, aren't they?
They're listening. It's all that matters. People listen.
So correct me if I'm wrong.
Can I have your name, please?
Oh, I'm sorry, Terry George. So, there's discussion and disagreement all the time when I'm here. Is it just that you don't want that discussion and disagreement when you're supposed to be representing the board and you're going to another committee? Or are we saying that really there is discouragement of disagreement when you're here? Because I've seen disagreement since I've started coming here. Every single meeting, it seems like.
Well, man, there's plenty of disagreement, but when this board comes to a decision and it's voted on, and it's a majority that supports that decision, then we all have an obligation to support and defend and represent that position.
I kind of agree with that. I think it would become chaos if you didn't.
Right. So, for example, a budget. If this board adopts a budget and votes on it, then our representative to the budget committee, regardless of his or her personal views on that budget, is obligated to support, defend, and represent that budget, even though they personally disagree with it.
Right.
And that was the issue before this board last year.
Last year, not last year, exactly as I was told.
That's how this whole thing arose.
Okay, I understand.
So you guys have a working committee, you have relationships. Would not even you, Brian, as the chair, not turn to somebody that has been on a board for 7 years and not say, gee, Susan, you don't want to do it this year? I mean, wouldn't that have been questioned, that she's been doing it for 7 years?
I don't believe that's a role of the chair. It's a role
really?
Of the board when we get together and discuss it that night. Previously to that night, really, is there any discussion on what would you like to do for a liaison position? It's discussed that night in public.
Well, I'm sorry nobody nominated Susan for her dedication in the 7 years that she's been here.
And again, I was just as shocked as anybody else here that Russ stepped up and wanted to do it. I was surprised because I really thought going in tonight that Susan would be on it again.
And Russ, this is nothing to do with you. I'm sorry that I have not clarified that. I think you're fantastic. I have an issue with somebody that's been there 7 years that it was just blown over?
Well, I've been in on the school board in the past years,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, just with, yes, I've done the Recycling and Energy Committee, Recycling Committee, and I was just, and when it came up, yeah, I'd be interested, and I was really, like, I had asked Patrick if he was, and he wanted to stay in that position, because I was willing, if he wasn't, I'd step there to move more of a step in.
But did you turn to Susan and say, Susan, did you want to step down? I mean, why did you ask Patrick when Susan's sitting next to you?
Well, because Patrick was a...
I guess we're not going to agree here, huh? Yeah.
But again, 2 years ago, when I gave up roads, and I've had roads forever, even when I was on the board before, and when Boyd was removed from the building department, and he was not pleased with it, and then I says, well, do you want roads? And I gave up roads. Now, roads is kind of in my wheelhouse because I've got experience in that. But I was happy that Boyd wanted to step up and get involved with that.
But Patrick did bring up how many committees everybody had. He brought it up during the thing. He said, we're kind of uneven at that. But that's
how many committees are you on?
It's a man's world.
For the record, no.
It's a low blow.
How many committees are you on, Susan?
I have parks and I have cemetery.
What's this?
But that'll
guys,
be good.
Guys, doesn't that seem a little long?
That'll be good. It'll all work out. Well.
Somebody on there, Andrea? Yeah. Huh?
I just heard the chat.
Yeah.
Yes, that wants to talk.
How do you even know that?
It's over on the right.
Huh?
It says chat.
Yeah. Just comments.
Oops.
I just wanted.
Please label who's
name. Yeah, names for record, please. Which people that said their names. So.
What does it say?
I should say it again.
It says names for the record, please. We can't determine who's speaking. So.
Well, who's the top? What's it say?
The top one.
Yes.
I can't read.
Brian is not an argument.
Okay. Someone operate the camera.
Oh, we've got lots of comments.
Brian, who?
Yeah.
Who is we decided? Huh? Brian is not an argument. Brian is not an argument. She is stating a position. Boy, I totally disagree with what you just said. Brian, let him talk. That's from this person. Don't know the name.
Brian, let him talk. That was
yeah.
You're kind of seeing.
And Rob says, names for the record, please. We can't determine who's speaking. And then Laura. Cassie.
Looks like you got to have somebody control that separate.
These comments are over in the moment.
It's nice to see some activity on there.
Yeah. Unfortunate. It's controversial.
Well. Activity's activity.
Exactly.
Controversial or not.
It's involvement.
Yeah, people are actually.
That's when you get.
People are actually involved.
That's when you get activity when there's controversy.
Want some water?
Well, really, yeah, sure.
With hops and grains?
Yeah.
Well, it's sad that it has to be a controversy. That's not what. That wasn't our purpose. It was just. It just doesn't feel right. From an outsider, I watched last month on the Zoom, and it just seemed like Susan was just cast aside. And to hear she only has two committees, and how many do you have? You were kind of like, I don't know if I can keep up with all this.
Me neither.
That's what I mean, that's a good
most,
point.
Most of what I have is pretty quiet, except for the building department and secondary for a couple of different things.
Pat, am I wrong for understanding that alternates also should show up at the meetings to be abreast of everything, so in case the liaison isn't there, you are ready to, I'm not pointing
if the liaison's not going to be there, then they're going to pass on whatever that information is to me the day before, whenever they know that they're not going to be there. And
so
it's just a liaison from the board to mm-hmm. that committee, so, mm-hmm. or the from the Board of Selectmen to the Planning Board, or the Budget Committee, or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just bringing the information from the board to that committee, and then whatever they send me back with, I'm bringing back to the board.
Right.
That's all it should be. It shouldn't be any more than that.
So the person, the liaison, if there's been a discussion over two different meetings, they bring you up to speed so that you know what you're voting on?
Correct.
Oh, okay.
In a perfect world. In a perfect world.
Well, yeah. You're in a really important position.
I understand in that. I'm just saying that in a perfect world it works. But.
Can I make one more other
video? Sure, Kev.
Okay, Kevin Coughlin again. As an observer, I came to the last meeting, and I winced at a couple of things that took place, one of which, when you and Boyd were talking about the money, and you were kind of talking in code about whether you should reveal to the citizens how that money was spent, it was really quite awkward and wasn't a good look. Just so you know, from an outsider looking in, it looked deceptive. And I think it would behoove us all, whenever there's things, to be upfront and above board, because it didn't appear that it was, and that's not a good look for anybody.
Do you remember what money we were talking
about? Yeah, let me clarify.
It was accounts payable.
This is something, accounts payable, that we've always printed, and then we authorized it. But it had already been authorized probably 2 weeks before. So what we're trying to say, there's no sense in doing this. I had requested, and that's what we're going to do, on the agenda that's printed here that people can read it. It's something that we don't have to action. The action's been taken.
I recall. It had to do with a specific charge that I think might have been a legal repayment to somebody or a penalty of some kind.
Right.
But there was a distinct reluctance to explain what it was to the people whose money it was that was being spent.
It's in the minutes.
The luck tax.
The what?
It's in the minutes?
Oh, yeah.
But that's post.
The reimbursement post, right? For the land use change tax.
Like, we get the minutes a month later.
Well, yeah, there are.
But it was, what I'm pointing out, Boyd, is just the way that it was approached seemed to be less than forthcoming. And as a result, it doesn't reflect well on the board. And since each of you is independently elected by the people of the town to be their advocates here on how the money is spent, unfortunately, it looked poor on everyone because you're all guilty by association.
Can I read you the minutes?
We can go back to the minutes of the vote of that as well. So.
Well,
she's not going to put so-and-so hesitated. She's not going
to
put
the audio. Audio recording is much more revealing than the minutes.
From that conversation, as in my own career, you assume people know something, and because you've talked about it so many times. So what I think Kevin's trying to say is, you know, maybe a little bit more explicit, like we use certain letters for
abbreviations.
Did they?
I don't know, just to stop you, did they have something that they wanted?
I don't know.
I think they were just watch a meeting. It's like, I think it must be for a badge, right? I'm
guessing. Oh, something they just had to go?
Yeah. God, they picked a doozy.
Yeah.
So maybe
it's not like this all the time.
We're out of here.
It's a merit badge.
Yeah, right.
Where, you know, and I'm not, you know, when you turn around and you said, like, lot such and such, I might not know where that lot is. And I'm not, you know, so. What I'm trying to say is you're familiar with it, and you know where it is. And there's times I'll ask you, where is that? You know, I don't mean, you know, I think, is that what you're trying to?
The minutes don't reflect the audio. If you listened to the audio of last week's meeting, it was disconcerting as a taxpayer about how it was discussed.
Okay.
I'm just saying, pointing it out to you in general, in the future, if such things occur, it's way better to be more descriptive than less.
Okay. That's a point well taken.
Yes.
And I'm not even sure the public knew that we were in a lawsuit. So that's how that might.
Yeah, and a lot of that we couldn't reveal up until just recently anyways, because it was still pending.
So. Right, okay, so to Russ's point, people wouldn't have been privy to it, so that it's incumbent on you folks to help us understand.
Yeah. We'll try to do better.
Thank you.
Did you have anything else for us, Mr. Jones?
No? Nope, just enjoying.
Okay. Enjoying? Really?
I know. Have you been here before?
Oh,
I know.
Oh, yes.
Well,
yes.
A long time ago when they were trying to get there.
We've listened on Zoom.
Oh, dear. Anybody else got anything for us?
One last question for Kevin.
Go ahead, Kev.
Is that list going to be updated? Is that posted?
It's already updated.
Is it posted?
It's not posted. We can, I'll just, do you want, I can give you a copy.
Yeah, I'd like to.
Okay.
Thanks.
I thought that was the updated one because I have the same exact copy in the back.
So that's why it hasn't been showing up where you're supposed to be.
Whoa.
I'm here.
Now, is there anybody that, there's a lot of people.
Anybody
out
there that's. No?
If anybody has any questions, hit the little emoji to raise your hand.
I still don't know what the chat said starting at the very beginning. It had to be scrolled back. I don't understand it.
I don't understand any of it, so.
You go way back.
This is it.
Okay, what's that say? Is someone operating?
Is someone operating a camera? Could it please pan left?
Doesn't it continually
It's actually, no.
Can you hear me?
The owl.
This is Laura.
The owl camera's
I was just saying, because this is my first time Zooming in with you guys, and I'm so sorry. I don't know your name, the blonde hair that I'm looking at right now.
Hi, Andrea.
Oh. Andrea, you're sitting, like, pretty much directly in front of the camera, so yeah, right, I don't know if there's a way to maybe, I don't want to obviously tell you guys to shift it to directly in front of you so I can actually see the because that would obviously block the audience, but maybe for the next meeting, if it's possible, you guys could create an L with the table so that we could see all of you speaking and as well as the audience, you know what I mean? So like perhaps you sit next to Russ so that, you know, you're not blocked.
Usually the owl is over
sense?
Here and it
yeah,
picks up everybody.
Moved out further.
Yeah,
it's not working well.
So she probably couldn't see Pat.
But I don't know if it does this all the time. I didn't know who was talking, and it was kind of like just going around.
The camera's not working correctly right now. That's why.
Okay, well, then answers
that.
Because I can see it on the screen up there. It's all fuzzy.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
And it's
the panoramic camera lens.
Because usually when it's over here, it shows all. It picks up whoever's talking.
Well, that's the camera right there, right?
Right. But
yeah,
it's usually out here.
I thought it was on the laptop, but it's. It wasn't picked. It's not picking it up correctly.
Well, she was suggesting maybe putting it over near Russ too.
Yeah, there's cords that go with it.
Exactly.
So
yeah,
difficult.
It has to hook up to the laptop.
All right.
So we're done here or what?
Anybody else?
We got anything else? Any more public input? The board got anything?
So what does it say after that?
So it says, okay, so she made the comment about the camera, and then this person, the PJF, agreed. Brian, Brian is not in argument. She is stating a position. Boyd, I totally disagree with what you said. Brian, let him talk.
And then what's under that?
And then Rob Jones said, names for the records, please. We can't determine who's speaking.
Mm-hmm.
And then Laura said, agree. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, what is the reason? Agree with Rob. Please let him speak. And then Laura makes another comment. Says these comments were irrelevant in the moment. And then Rob said, all set. Now we just had a number of people speaking in the audience and didn't know who it was.
Mm-hmm.
So.
We said our names.
Yeah, everybody
at first,
said their name.
We kept jumping
at first.
Back
yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Great.
Good.
There was a phone on there. What was that?
Yeah.
You can dial in
phone
on this
number
as well.
Too.
Yeah, I don't see the phone
okay,
anymore.
So.
Where's
the phone? That's my daughter.
You can pick up the old-fashioned phone and call in.
The bag phone?
Without video or anything. You just
the
phone
that speaks on that one.
You can speak
on
it as well, yeah.
Or you can just listen and then, okay.
Has the board got anything else?
I'm all set.
Nothing?
No.
Motion to adjourn?
Move to adjourn.
Second.
Okay. Patrick, second. All in favor?
Russ.
Boyd, so.
Brian.
Pat.
Thank you. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you.
Yes.